Now, this is a nut I'm sure doesn't grow around here, but there's a candy bar called or something, Joy.
Almond.
A fruit that grows, a lot of it grows in Florida and California. Remember that woman, he used to advertise that.
Gym. Oranges.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And this phrase, there might have been a bowl of oranges in the morning, but by the afternoon they were.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them, not there anymore.
They're gone.
Okay. Alrighty. Talking about potatoes, what different types of potatoes grow around here?
Irish and sweet.
Another name for sweet potato?
Yam, but we say sweet potato.
Okay. The vegetable that'll make your eyes water.
Onion.
Do you have a name for the small variety that has a stalk to it?
I say green onion.
Mm-hmm.
There are leeks and scallions and other varieties, but I call them green onions.
Sure. What would you say would happen to an apple if you let it out in the hot sun? It would dry up
and shrivel.
Right. What about some leafy vegetables that grow around here?
Turnip greens, collards, mustard,
mm-hmm.
kale, lettuce.
Yeah. And one more, I think.
Spinach.
Okay, there's another one you guys will see.
Collards and. I don't know what you want. Cabbage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want. What would you say you do to beans? You've got a basket full of them, you've got to go through them.
I always said string. I guess since beans are so improved, we can get by with just snapping them now. But we used to always string the beans.
Yeah, okay. What different types of beans grow around here?
I guess I say string beans, soybeans, or I can't think of any other kind of beans.
Okay.
Oh, butter beans.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about if you wanted to send me to the store to get some lettuce, you'd say go get me a couple of
heads of lettuce.
You ever heard that word used in reference? Say if a man is referring to his children, he'd say he has so many heads of children.
No, you say a head of cattle, but not children.
No children, okay. If a man has a good many children, so he's 7 boys and 7 girls, referring to the number, he'd say, oh, so-and-so just has a...
A lot of children.
Any other?
Oh, a big family.
You ever heard the word passel used? Right?
Yes.
He's got a
passel of children.
Passel of children. All right. Talking about corn, what would you call the covering of the ear of corn?
The shuck.
Right. And the part that grows out the top.
Passel.
And that stringy stuff.
Yeah, I think Billy says it tassels.
Mm-hmm.
But I say it tassels.
Do you have a name for the stringy stuff over the ear that you brush on?
The silk. We were talking the other night when we were talking about you, we'd been here talking to Miss Watson, about roasting the ear.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, and I think David was grown before he knew it. And see, we've never roasted corn.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know really why young, fresh corn was called a roasting ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not roasting ear, it was roasting ear. All one word.
Right.
And I believe